Next time, may God richly bless you.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
Turn your Bibles to the book of St. John, chapter 3, verse 17. St. John, chapter 3, verse 17, recorded are these words. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a few moments, I want to speak from the subject, Jesus came to make a difference. Jesus came to make a difference. My brothers and sisters, all over the New Testament, and especially in the gospel accounts, is it recorded that wherever Jesus showed up and whatever Jesus did, he made a difference. Nothing was ever the same when Jesus came and left the scene. The power of his person, the power of his name was given by God his Father to come and to make a difference in this world and on this earth. 3:16 says of John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Listen, that whosoever, that term, whosoever, believeth, whosoever will, whosoever desire to receive him. That is the whole important point. To be made different because Jesus makes a difference. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. The difference in whosoever is because they have chosen the one who came to make a difference. I think it's so important for us to understand what God has done in such a prolific way. He wanted a family, so he planted his Son. His Son gave his life so that life would emanate from his death. It's important to understand how the process works and how we must understand God's promise based upon the premise of God desiring to return man back into a right relationship with him. One of the things that God quickly and clearly wants to reveal to mankind was he didn't send Jesus down here to destroy the world. God could have done that from heaven. But God, in his loving wisdom, wanted to restore man in such a way that man would be cognizant of the fact that God's love was so real, so rich, so pure for him. He took the best that God and heaven had to offer to come down and to redeem man. Can I tell you, my brother and sister, you are somebody. I don't care what you think about you or what others think about you. Can I tell you what God thinks about you? God thinks you are something else. That he would give the best that he had. His only. Now, a lot of us will give our extra. But very few would give our only. A lot of us won't give our last. Less known, our only. But God loved us so much that he gave us his what? Only begotten Son, meaning the only one that came of him, that's made of his substance, the pureness and express image of himself. The only one who was a carbon copy of him. He gave himself in his Son to come here and make a difference. Verse 17 says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through him might be saved. Now, three things I want to tell you about this, and I'm going to quickly bring this message to a close, but I want you to hear me carefully to understand why Jesus came. Out of all of the miraculous miracles he did, out of all of the wonderful signs he gave, out of all of the wonderful ways he touched the human life and the human expression, he came down here to save our souls and to make us whole and to fit us for heaven. You see, our existence down here is preparation for there. He's getting us ready down here for life with him eternally. So therefore, there are some things Jesus had to come here to planet Earth to do so that we might be ready to go back with him when he comes. First thing that Jesus came to do down here in the earth realm and to whosoever will accept him is, one, make a difference in their decisions. Make a difference in their decisions, Pastor? Yes. Make a difference in our decisions. Well, what do you mean by make a difference in our decisions? What does that have to do with anything? What do one have to do with the other? Well, I'm glad you asked, because the Bible says there is a way, Proverbs 14:12, that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man makes decisions based on his feelings, on his emotions, and upon his collective content, that he has gained through his eyes, through his ears, through his knowledge base, through his experience, through his exposure. And as a result of that, it filters through to his decision-making processor. And so one of the things that Jesus knows is if you don't change the decision-making process, you won't change the decision that are made, the decisions that are made. That's why the word is clear. It says, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jesus came to change your decision-making processes because your decisions every day determine so much about your end, about your happiness, about your well-being, about your success, about your sadness, about your sickness, about your circumstances, about everything that concerns you. Your decisions have a part to do with that. There are some things that I think if we'd be honest here today and say that you have gotten yourself in because of your own decisions. There are some things that happened to you that you had nothing to do with. You had no control over those. Those are things that happened without your power, without your ability. But there are some things that you're dealing with right now and that you're suffering from right now and that you're in a mess with right now because of your own decisions. Some of you are so happy right now because some of the decisions you made. That were great decisions, wonderful decisions, decisions based on good things. And so as a result, you've got great results because you recognize proper content produces proper character. Proper character produces proper choices. Proper choices produces proper consequences. And you can't have proper consequences without proper choices. And you can't have proper choices without proper character. And you can't have proper content, proper character without proper content. And the content to be proper must be the Word of God. The God that we serve wants us to know Him, His Word, His will, and His way. It must be the foundation of all of our truth. It must be the reference point to all we do. It must be done according to God's will through His Word, and we will understand then what His way is for our lives, and our decisions will be based on the Word. How many of us can honestly say we made decisions we've regretted because we didn't do it based on proper content? Some of you still too mean and bigoted to admit you messed up because you listened to the flesh. You listened to the carnality of your own mind, your own desires. Still too bigoted to admit that what you're going through and all the hell you're catching is because of you. And you're still yet blaming somebody else for all that you're dealing with. Something's wrong when everything that's wrong in your life is somebody else's fault. Something's wrong when somebody has always been the culprit who caused the problems in your life. When are you going to check yourself and the decisions you've made and own up to the fact I am what I am partly because of the decisions I have made? And you won't ever get no help or make no change as long as you won't own up to the fact that you made some wrong decisions. And so Jesus came to make a difference in our decisions. Listen, but not only did he come to make a difference in our decisions, but through our decisions, Jesus came to make a difference in our directions. Because one of the things that you're going to discover is that the right decisions point you in the right direction. You see, one of the things that Jesus recognized was that men were making the wrong decisions, therefore they were going in the wrong direction. Verse 19 says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light. You see, when you realize that you've made some bad decisions and you then try to cover those decisions under the cloak of darkness or a disguise or a masquerade or concealment, you don't like light. Because light reveals, darkness conceals. And see, when you only want to come out at night, can't stand the day, not only are you nocturnal, you're a night lover, but the song of old said the freaks come out at night. When you were in the world, I ain't talking about nobody now. I'm talking about you saved now. You like light. You do your things in the light because you ain't got nothing to hide. But when you were in the world, you waited for nighttime. You used to say nighttime. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you that's how you felt. You couldn't wait till nighttime came. You went to the party, but nobody wanted to dance when the lights were up. But you waited till they turned the lights down. Look, already had your person picked out. At nighttime, in the darkness, you think God can't see in the darkness? The word said darkness and daylight are the same to him. He can see through it all. It's just the devil fooling you. In the boot, in the back, in the corner, in the dark. He knows where you are. Your direction. But look at what Proverbs 3:5-6 says. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Listen, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. John 14:6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus is trying to change the direction of men who are lost. The devil is leading you down a path that ends in destruction because you don't see the light. And he tries to give you a superficial feeling of feel good. And that feel good expression or feeling is temporary. Think about it. How many times have you paid a premium cost? You suffered a long time for a little bit of feel good. The feel good didn't last but a little while. And yet some of you are still paying. Let me correct that. Some of us are still paying. Let me make it real. All of us are still paying for something that we've done where the feeling was supposed to last a lot longer than it did, but we were hoodwinked by the enemy. And we were led astray because we couldn't see what the end would be. We were caught up in the now, the excitement, the emotions, the feelings of the now. And we forgot to think about later. Or several writers have made and remade the song, As We Lay. We forgot to count the cost. As we, now don't act like you done got all holy now, look at you. Well, if you don't know the song, I'm giving you some words to help you. Because one of the things that you miss is whatever the devil gives you in temporary joy, it's usually sustained pain. Count the cost. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? The Bible makes clear to us that the enemy is full of trickery. He's cunning. He knows how to fool folk, and even the elect, the very elect of God, if not careful, will be fooled by him. That's why you got to pray and stay prayed up. That's why you've got to walk in the Spirit and live in the Spirit, because the moment you're out of the Spirit, the enemy seeks every opportunity to step in and lead you in the wrong direction. And my brothers and sisters, it doesn't take but a step to turn you off the right way. And the devil, his whole desire is to fool us and to make us think we're on the right path, when it's clear the ends thereof are the ways of death. So Jesus came to make a difference, not only in our decisions and not only in our directions, but thirdly, in our destiny. Jesus came to make a difference in our destiny. Without Jesus, the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible makes clear that we were all on our way to hell. Not a hell that was made for us, but for Satan and his angels. But without Jesus, the one who would be able to change our decisions and change our direction and thus changing our destiny, we would ultimately end up in hell. That's why you've got to know that only Jesus can change your destiny. I don't care what a good person you are, a good moral person is not all you need to be. They've got a whole lot of good moral people who will lift their eyes in hell, who thought just by being a good person, who thought by just being kind and treating other people nice and doing nice things would end them up in heaven. But they forgot that Jesus says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. That difference that he makes in our lives is what changes our destiny. He writes our name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I got to tell you, if your name ain't on the Lamb's book of life, you might as well hang it up. It don't matter what A-list you might want to get your name on, you know, to try and be in this group, be in that group, be in the in crowd, get an invitation from this person, get an invitation from that. All that don't mean a hill of beans if your name ain't on the invitation of life, where Jesus Christ has given you that invitation and written your name down. One day his disciples came back rejoicing. They had cast out demons in the name of Jesus. And those demons came out of people. And they rejoiced at the power of the name of Jesus that they had been given. And when they came back to Jesus, they was like, Master, we cast out demons in your name. And Jesus said, that's good. But you know them same demons might go right back in them people, and you might not even be able to cast them out again. And even when they go back, they might go back seven times stronger than they were. Here's what he really said. You excited about the wrong thing. What you ought to be excited about is your name being written on the Lamb's book of life.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and order. May God richly bless you is our prayer.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Thank you. I shouldn't radio Latin.